beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You are listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Welcome to my show, and I am your host, Dr. Verloc. Tonight's podcast is titled Magocracy, Verlocracy, Psyocracy. Well, I thought I might open this podcast tonight with some words of gratitude for my good friend and brother magician, Lenny. Well, Mr. Lenny built a special radionics box and sent his masterpiece to me as a gift. Thank you, Lenny. You are a man of your word, and I appreciate this beautiful radionic box more than words can say. And we might speak more on the topic of working with this particular radionic box as I work with this new instrument of modern psionic marvels. Now, what is a magocracy? Well, it is rule or influence of a society by magic. In many ways, society is already ruled by the occult. It remains occult and hidden as long as the general public remains ignorant of its symbolism. Let us venture into the esoteric world, and before we do, let us also consider the direction of powers in part tonight. We are on the brink of a new era. Yes, the pendulum oscillates between a foreign oligarchy and the evangelical theocracy. Yes, well, like Dr. Xavier from X-Men stated in the opening intro, the narration of the second film of X-Men, either way, one fact has been historically proven. Sharing the world has never been humanity's defining attribute. Well, the CCP in Beijing, China, is a front for the elite ruling class in Shanghai. Hong Kong, a densely populated territory which supports life for people of many ethnicities and cultures, with a populace of over several million people, ranging from Han Chinese, Filipino, Indonesian, Caucasian, Indian, Nepalese, and others, is regarded by the CCP and their elite masters as little more than their pocketbook and backdoor into Wall Street, with languages primarily Chinese and some English, traditional Chinese, and the English alphabet, and such a diverse population. Well, the land of Hong Kong sounds ideal. It rings as a future land of international careers, entrepreneurs, and perhaps even international schooling. I went to an international school myself in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia when I was a child, and it was a wonderful experience. I wish more people could have this experience. It's very eye-opening, and it really does help shape a human being on many levels. Well, Hong Kong could be a land of language and cultural exchange programs. I mean, imagine the possibilities. But the Chinese Communist Party has no such interest. In fact, the CCP holds contempt for life. People literally do not count. A Mr. Elmer Yuan, a resident in Hong Kong, an entrepreneur for many years with a vast interest in, or a vast experience in Asia, politics, and economics established in simple words for us what the CCP thinks of its own people in China. And essentially that is, in China there are no people. That is to say, Elmer is trying to point out for us that the CCP's contempt is for human life. People don't count. And Elmer goes on to say that if Hong Kong continues to stand up to the CCP, he hopes that the USA will back up Hong Kong and help to fight for their freedom from the CCP. I think it's a worthy cause. Don't you? Well, here we all are in the new age. You don't have a chip in the big game of life. Why? Because you and I were not born into the White Shoes Club. We were not born into the Red Shoes Club. That's the way the big game is in the world today. You know, by default, the world is a place of conflict. Conflict between the smart and the stupid, the strong and the weak, the haves and the have-nots. That's the default. This is the arena, and we're all players, but you don't have a chip in the game, so you can't call any shots or make any big world decisions, let alone many of us don't have enough knowledge or experience in global politics, economics, or overall global powers. Now, there is an upside to the world, and I'll get to that. The upside is twofold. One, by our nature, most human beings, omitting psychopaths, of course, most human beings, being gregarious creatures, have sentience, and our conscience, being our guide, allows us to think outside of the box, outside of the game board. As I said, the world by default is this arena of conflict. Whether we're looking at human beings or animals, you know, everything must eat to survive. It must eat something else. But human beings are gifted with potential. We'll dive into that potential more as I continue to grow these podcasts. Number two, what we do have is something called psionics. And psionics is the path to true freedom. So we're going to talk about Tom Verloc's Mejocracy, Verlocracy, and the coming of a new psionic world order. So without further ado, let us begin. In the beginning there was darkness, and darkness was all, for what else could there be? From this darkness and the polarity of ice came the word. And that word transformed ice into water, and vaporous gas expanded in the universe in a breath of infernal wonders. And from the fire and expansion of consciousness came the breath, and from this breath came to be air. And then the land, and at last the marvel of man was born. Here we are, born to be kings. We are the princes of the universe. But you have likely been convinced, since you were very, very young, that you have no power. And moreover, that you should have no power because power corrupts. Yes, well, tell that to the mighty and legendary Uruk, the horned beast and bison of the ancient north, the mighty elk who defended himself from the wolves and the bears with his great horns, so he might live peacefully in the forest. No, my friends, power is a good thing, and you must have it. And to have it, you must cultivate my teachings. Psionics makes this possible because through psionics, those magicians who have done all the hard work for you can create and publish volumes about mind machines, psychometric infusion prayer boards, which the ordinary person can use to improve his or her own life. But there is more. We can also influence the world. There you have it, a chip in the big game of life. And we should do it. Join my psionics club to learn more, or download some of my books and audiobooks at verloc.com/shop. Get started on magic and radionics for beginners. I can teach you about influencing the world circuit, communing with the cosmic all, our rightful place in the universe, and mastering machine dowsing on many levels. The world of psionics is infinite, infinite power and creativity, and we're going to take you where no man has gone before. Thank you for all of your support, and thank you for joining me tonight on Planet Verloc. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is your host, Doc Verloc, signing out.